Ali Bongo won election 2 months ago as the ruling party's candidate to succeed his father, Omar Bongo, who ruled Gabon for nearly 42 years. But the new president, Bongo, is already challenging some of the ways of the past, calling for a more equitable distribution of oil revenues in a country with one of Africa's highest per capita incomes, where the United Nations estimates 70% of people still live in poverty. President Bongo is promising to nearly double Gabon's minimum wage and build 5,000 new homes a year. He says he wants his government to be more responsive to the needs of its people and is backing changes to the justice system to improve public confidence and the quality of prosecution.
S'agissant des réformes souhaitées par Monsieur le Président de la Cour de Cassation, je suis d'avis.
President Bongo says he supports reforms proposed by the chief of Gabon's highest court to better guarantee equitable justice for all citizens. He says there should be an entirely separate set of judges to address issues of child abuse. President Bongo says pretrial detention is far too long as a result of a sluggish judicial system that he says must become more efficient. The president endorsed the judicial reforms at a meeting with reporters, where he also called for greater professionalism in Gabonese media.
La confusion entre l'engagement politique et les exigences déontologiques règne encore.
President Bongo says he's not happy with the confusion between a political commitment and a respect for ethics that still exists in Gabon's media. While the president says he recognizes the professionalism of some print and broadcast journalists, he says the process of establishing a communication school in Gabon must be accelerated to raise the level of professionalism in journalism as has been done in the judiciary. Emmanuel Ondo Matogo is president of Gabon's National Communications Council.
L'un des enjeux de l'heure est le passage au tout numérique en 2015.
Matogo urged President Bongo to fund more digital broadcasting training. He says the keys to responsible growth in private sector media are independence, diversity, and public access to reliable information. Scott Stearns, VOA News, Dakar.